Welcome to the show. Today on Daily Trouble, we're talking to people who experienced some funny misunderstandings and would like to share their stories with us. We have a listener on the line. Hi, Tony. Let's hear your story.
I've been married for 10 years now. After my now wife and I had been together for a few months, my mother suggested that I invite her to have dinner at our house. I was a little nervous, of course, but I was also worried. My girlfriend was a vegetarian. My mom is a great cook and she wanted to make a nice meal, but she'd never cooked anything vegetarian before. And she didn't quite understand what vegetarian was. She said, "She doesn't eat meat? No problem, I'll cook chicken." So I answered, "No, ma, she doesn't eat chicken either." Next, she suggested fish. I said, "Ma, she doesn't eat fish." By then, we were both frustrated and my mom was confused. I didn't know how else to explain it, so finally I said, "Ma, listen to me. She doesn't eat anything with a face." We looked at each other for a second and then burst out laughing.
Ha! That's a good one. Next up is Greg. Greg, tell us what happened.
It was my first week at a new job. My manager told me to set up a lunch meeting for 16 people for the next week. The smallest room available was for 30 people, and that was actually good since there would be space for the food. So I reserved the room and ordered sandwiches and drinks for lunch. Later that week, I received an email from my manager with the meeting details. Next to number of attendees, it said 60. I went to her office and asked her how many people were coming to the meeting, and she said 60. Then she asked me if everything was set up. I said, "Yep. Everything's ready to go." I've never moved so fast in my life. I went online to see if there was a larger meeting room available. There wasn't. I panicked. There were two meeting rooms in the building that could hold 60 people. I found out who had reserved those rooms and contacted them to see if there was any chance they could use a smaller room. Fortunately, one of them said that they actually needed a room for just 30 people, but there was no smaller room available. She agreed to switch rooms. Then I called the restaurant to change the lunch order to 60. To this day, every time someone says 16 or 60, I confirm by asking, "You mean 16, 1-6, right?"